Archstop Fiber, this is Wilhelmina. How may I help you?
Hello, I was I went online last night to set up for install in Saugerties for next Friday. I was just calling to see if it went through.
Let's find
when
out.
When I went to set it up, it said something about an error at the end.
Oh, okay. What is your last name?
Coddington, Coddington.
And what's your first name?
Fred, F-R-E-D.
Okay. I don't have anything in my system, Fred, so I think it was an issue, but I have your account pulled up.
Is I go on there and I have an account and I can't even access anything from my account because it tells me I can't create a ticket without having one service.
Oh.
So this doesn't make sense because I went to set it up last night. So you guys came here the 27th at 9 or, between 9 and 11. And then, like I said, when I went to finish the account, it said there was a problem creating the account and nothing went through.
Okay. Let me get out of here. I'm going to go on another street, and we're going to go ahead and see if I can get that done for you. What's your address?
38 Jane Street, Saugerties. Apartment 3.
Apartment 3. Okay. And what's the zip code in Saugerties?
12477.
And what was the name of the street again? I'm sorry.
38 Jane. J-A-N-E.
Jane. Oh, Jane. Sorry about that. Oops. Nope. Apartment 3. You wanted to just do the 1 gig with the auto pay?
How much is your 1 gig?
My 1 gig is $79.99, but you can get a $10 discount if you do auto pay through your checking or savings.
Mm.
Or you can use a credit card and get a $5 savings.
But I got, God damn it. Because Planet Fiber just emailed me. I contacted both of you guys.
Okay. You want to call me back or?
I don't know. She's claiming that they're $20 less. They're $49.99 or $49.95 for a gig of service.
Wow. That's really low. Okay.
The last time I called her, she tried setting up a service and they didn't even have the fiber.
Okay. Do you want to talk to them and see if it's available and then call me back?
Well, she already said it's available the 27th. How's that work with your modem, router, et cetera?
Okay. So with my 1 gig, you will receive a router and one Wi-Fi extender for free. There's no monthly fee for that. And the price is good for 2 years. After 2 years, depending on what the market value is, it may go up. It may stay the same.
All right, because I don't want to get suckered into something, then 2 years later my bill doubles.
Yeah, I don't think that it would double. We wouldn't double it just to double it. It would be whatever the fair market would be. You can cancel anytime. No cancellation fee. Cancel anytime.
Well, my thing is I already have a modem router in one.
Oh, okay.
So I wouldn't need the router. I would definitely have to use your modem, though, apparently.
You can use your own. The only benefit to ours is that we can actually see the router, and if you're having an issue, we can actually see where the issue is in our router.
Yeah, well, that's the problem I have now with Spectrum is I have a modem router, and I go onto the website for Netgear, and they tell me my internet service provider will update the firmware, and they refuse to update the firmware, telling me they can't update the firmware. But then when I contact Netgear, they tell me my internet service provider will update the firmware for you.
Oh, so you're going in circles.
What
modem do you have?
I have the Netgear Nighthawk modem router.
Nighthawk. And you want to know what can they do to?
No, that's what I'm going to use. I mean, like, I'm just telling you my predicament now is they're not updating my firmware because they keep throttling me. So I'm paying for almost 400 gigabytes a second. I just did a speed test yesterday. I was getting 230.
Okay. So do you want me to see if we can do the updating on that modem and router for the network, the Netgear network?
No, just set it up for install next Friday. I'm not just I'm not going back between companies. Just set it up.
Okay. Let's see what I can get.
I'm really getting sick and tired of Spectrum. I'm paying $92.99 right now for shit service.
Yeah, I definitely hear you on that. Okay. I'm in that boat myself. So you're renting because it's an apartment. Do you know the property owner name?
Yes, the landlord lives directly downstairs. Her name is Teresa DePew, and she is going to be, I believe her boyfriend wants to hook up for internet as well.
Okay. Do you have her phone number or an email? I think I just need a phone number. I don't need her email.
Give me a second.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And do you know if your wires come from the telephone pole or underground?
I believe they come from the telephone pole.
Okay. And is your billing and mailing address the same?
Yep.
Okay.
Like I said, I have an account already with all my information, my card on there, auto pay set up.
Yeah, and it had an error.
I'm not sure what happened with that situation.
Yeah, it didn't go through because I have your name in my system. I just don't have any info on it. So, Fred, C-O-D-D-I-N. And do you have an email address, Fred?
fcoddington89@gmail.com. That's the same email that the account's through you guys.
I have, for yours, I have, fcoddington89@gmail.com. I have your phone number is 332. I just didn't have any service.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. Like, it partially did its job online, but didn't finish.
Yeah, it didn't take the task, and I apologize for that. Okay. And all right. Close.
And then what I'll do too is when I get off the phone with you, I'll call my landlord and I'll talk to her boyfriend and let them know that you're probably going to give them a call, and then he may set up for install the same day.
Oh, okay. That would be good. So, because I can do a cold call if you really think that they want that.
Oh, I know for sure he's getting archtop fiber. He said he was going to try to get it the week after Christmas, but if he can get it the same day I can get it, I'm sure he'll end up getting an install.
I'm hoping that I can get it the same day that you wanted it, to be honest, because I'm thinking that's where the issue was.
Go ahead.
Most of my all my dates are filled right now, so I'm not sure how you got the 27th, but I will definitely try to go on the 27th
website,
first?
On the online website you guys got said the 27th and had a bunch of times.
All right, I'll try it and see. They might have changed something up and made for more appointments. So do you want to give me the information again on here to it put in since I don't have what you put in? Or do you want to do that again yourself later?
What do you mean? What information?
I don't have your account information for the discount. Because, like I said, nothing really came across.
I don't know what you mean, my account for a discount.
Oh, well, you can get a $10 discount if you do the auto pay with your savings or checking account.
My card's not lined up on that account. Because when I go on it from my side, it says the account or my card is on the account.
Yeah, no, I don't have anything on this side. But you can. Hold on,
let me get there. No, I'll just give it to you. I'm not going to go online to do it again because I'm not going to do it having to log in.
I hear you. Okay. So are you doing a router number or are you doing a credit card?
No. The debit credit card.
Debit credit card?
Yep.
Okay. Then it will be a $5 one without going through the router. I know they're the exact same account. But
I'm not going through my account right now to find the routing number and account number and all that.
All right. Then for the moment, it'll only be a $5 discount. And or I can just leave it blank and you can put the information. And it might all go in there automatically since you already did it, but for right now I don't see it, but nothing will be charged to your account. So let me just go backwards.
No, when I put it on there, I put the card number. I didn't put an account number.
You didn't? Okay.
No, I did it on credit debit.
Okay, then I'll just do the credit debit, and for now, it'll be $74.99.
Okay, it's $15, $20, almost $20 cheaper what I'm paying now.
Okay, what's the card number?
4168.
Mm-hmm.
4400.
Uh-huh.
0507.
Mm-hmm.
2945.
Thank you. And that expiration date?
426.
Okay. And the CEW code in the back?
870.
Okay. And this is all in your name, Fred?
Yep.
And your zip code is 12477.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. All right. Now I'm going to cross my fingers for the 27th.
Okay. All
right. Is there anything special about your address that we need to know? Parking, anything like that?
There's a big-ass parking lot. Excuse my language. There's a big parking lot across from my house. They can park right in the big parking lot.
Okay. In your apartment number 4, you said, right?
3.
No, 3.
And I'm apartment asking number. My landlord's boyfriend if he wants it, because I'll have him or have you contact them.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. Oh, we did? Good. If he wants, I can give him a call.
Yeah, so I'm just going to wait a minute because I'll give him the information, too, after I get done with you.
Okay. I do have the 27th. What time did you want?
I think it was 9 to 11.
I'm going to give you you want the 9:30 or an 11 o'clock?
It doesn't matter. I'm up at 6.
I'll give you the 9:30. We'll get you in and out of there.
All right.
All right. So 9:30 on the 27th, and you are all set. And if you want to give me your landlord's phone number again, I will gladly give them a call.
Yeah, I'll give you her boyfriend's number, okay? It's going to be 845.
Uh-huh.
802.
Mm-hmm.
6367.
Okay, and I'm going to try to get him for the 27th also. All right.
His
and what is
James.
His? What is it?
James.
James? Okay. No problem. I will shoot him a call right now. So you are all set. You're very welcome.
Appreciate
and thanks
it.
For your patience and have a great day.
You too.
All right. Have a happy holiday. Bye.
You too.